Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catoog's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this ninth Sunday after Trinity. I hope that you've all had a good week. It's really lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and praise, to worship our Heavenly Father, to give thanks for his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who shepherds and guides us through our life here on earth. Following Jesus is not always easy for us. We face many different pressures and demands from the world around us. But Jesus calls us to be faithful to him, and we pray that we may persevere in faith, that we may come one day to join him in his eternal paradise. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit of love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart. They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. Who has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 82. Give justice to the weak and the orphan. God has taken his place in the divine council, in the midst of the gods he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Give justice to the weak and the orphan. Give justice to the weak and the orphan. Maintain the right of the lowly and the destitute. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. Give justice to the weak and the orphan. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk around in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Give justice to the weak and the orphan. I say you are gods, all of you children of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any prince. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. Give justice to the weak and the orphan. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, without us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Speak to us, O Lord, your words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth. And how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but you do not know how to interpret the present time. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. It is shocking for us to hear Jesus say, I came to bring fire to the earth. Before going on, I came to bring division. When we are used to seeing Jesus as the reconciler, the peacemaker, the one to whom we turn for comfort and strength in times of need. Today's gospel reveals to us another, a different insight into the character of Jesus. Here we see the reality of Jesus' position. Here we see the stress he is under as he looks forward to his coming passion, arrest, and death. Already his presence is causing division. Division between himself and those who had chosen to follow him, and those who had chosen to follow the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and other religious and civic authorities. The presence of Jesus among the people meant that they had to make a choice. Who would they follow? Some chose Jesus, some didn't. But as the opposition to Jesus grew and became more bitter and determined, the divisions between Jesus, his followers, and the religious authorities descended into hatred. Jesus knew that even households and families would be split, as some would choose to follow him and some would choose to oppose him. He knew how these divisions would deepen, how his followers would be betrayed even by their own relatives and friends, and that many of his followers would be persecuted to death. Jesus could already see this beginning around him, a consequence of his presence and his mission. We believe in the risen Lord. We believe in the presence of Jesus in the world today. We recognize him as our constant companion. And his presence in the world today means that we are called to make the same decision he asked of the people of his day. We are called to make a choice in our own lives, a choice to follow Jesus or not. A decision to follow Jesus means that we choose to build our lives on his example, to make his teachings the foundation blocks of the way that we live our lives, to to love God and our neighbours as ourselves, to love all as He loves us, to confront hatred with love, to seek to reconcile where there is division around us, to be peacemakers where there is conflict, to oppose those who promote mistrust by emphasizing the differences between peoples, differences which have been abolished by Christ and which mean nothing to Him, in whom there is no Greek or Jew, male or female, only one human family the world over, made in the image of God. The presence of Jesus in the world will always cause division, because there will always be those who choose to follow Him and His ways of love and peace, and those who prefer to follow their own way, those who prefer to put themselves first with little regard for others. Being a follower of Jesus will not always be easy. It calls, as the author of the letter to the Hebrews reminds us, it calls for perseverance. But the rewards for the faithful are great, beyond our comprehension, a place with Him in paradise forever. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the Church always demonstrate her great faith in God to the world, in her worship and her work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence, war, and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nation seek to govern their people in the ways of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we always trust in the Lord and faithfully seek to fulfil His will for our community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech you, that the course of this world may so peaceably ordered by your governance, that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettlige, for our service of home worship this morning. It's lovely, really, to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. And I do hope very much that you'll be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.